you very much, Byron, for joining us today.
Thank you. No problem. We have been a lot of opportunities to talk to kids, and we're excited to come to Iowa.
Byron is coming to Marion County later this month as part of the program that 3M is sponsoring. Byron is part of the Midwest Center for School Safety, and it's going to be an anti-bullying all-day seminar at area schools, including things with students and teachers and faculty. Byron, I guess kind of explain, when we go into that third week in February there, what are you going to be doing at the three schools you'll be at?
Well, first of all, I want to thank a gentleman by the name of Corey Carr and the folks over there at 3M for giving us the opportunity to come in and talk to a couple of your schools there. We're an organization that started about 3 years ago, and I was the one that started. There's two other former administrators in schools, and we've traveled around the Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, and we've had the opportunity to speak to 75 schools and about 50,000 students, and our message is basically directed towards the students. But we also have sessions for staff and for parents. We've all been lifelong educators and we're retired. What we've done is kind of done a lot of research, started doing research on bullying 15 years ago and watched it evolve, watched it with cell phones and Facebook. And I think the message we're going to portray to your students, your staff and your parents, show them what exactly is happening today, because the world of bullying has changed tremendously just in the last 3 or 4 years with the advent of the social media and social technology. Spend all day session in with the students, typically about an hour and a half. One of the things about this program is we don't sugarcoat anything. We kind of put it on the line. There will be very serious discussions about what's happening to kids today, what's going on in their personal lives, and also their academic lives. We get kids that are struggling in every school. We've been in a lot of different types of schools, and we're finding out that most of the kids know students who are maybe singled out or put into a group. And you know, this bullying thing is a nationwide situation that I think we need to address, and we're really happy to be coming to your part of the country.
What drives you to do this? What makes you so passionate about this that you've taken time after being an educator, traveling around the upper Midwest to do this?
Well, first of all, I think all three of us were former athletic directors, former coaches, been in the coaching business for about 30 years each, and athletic directors, school administrators. And I think as being so-called in the trenches, we really did witness what happens to young people when things are not going well in their lives. And one of the things I don't think people understand very much today is the fact that there's a lot of different types of issues that are involving kids that maybe weren't involving them the last 10 years. We've kind of seen it evolve throughout our careers. And I'll tell you, the next thing is, and this happened over and over and over again, we have a passion for this, but what keeps us going is inevitably, and we've been at every type of school you can imagine, we'll have kids come down after we're done and say, really, thanks for coming. Our message, we kind of put this back on the kids. And we've done a lot of research, attend a lot of conferences, but this is really a kid's deal. And the school climate is a kid's deal. And the message is to put it back on the kids. They're the ones that control the school climate. The message is to get them to start stepping up for each other. These kids are great kids. They make mistakes just like kids did in the 1900s. But I can just let you know, these kids are walking down the hallways, and a lot of them are watching this and not really want to get involved. Well, we've got to change that climate. We've got to change that attitude, and that's the whole goal, and we are very passionate. Basically, we've had some tremendous experiences, perhaps maybe even intervened in a couple real serious situations that may have happened. I think maybe because we were there, we might have altered what might have happened, so we're excited about it. Doing it for a while, and we just love it.
Like you've talked about, too, the whole face of bullying has evolved over the years with the technology, kids using Facebook and Twitter, and part of cyber safety is going to be part of your discussion, too, I imagine.
Well, we spend quite a little on that, you know, and it starts out, you know, interestingly enough, when we typically ask a lot of questions to the students when we start, but they're very honest with us, and kids are telling us today that when we ask the question, do you think there's less bullying or more bullying in schools and in homes today? And inevitably, and it's not going to be different where you're at, the kids kind of think there's probably a little more bullying going on. You're going to be surprised with some of the statistics that we're going to give you when we get there. The other side of that is that this technological thing has changed the whole face of bullying. It used to be where a kid could get into an argument with another kid, kind of done their little face off and went home.
today, you can't get away from it because we have Facebook and we have text messaging. And when people understand what that's done to the face of bullying, I think that's where those of us that are of a last generation just are absolutely astonished with what's happening. And the kids are telling us that. So when we ask kids, you know, we have a lot of kids in schools, a lot of kids that are on Facebook, and I'm talking third and fourth graders. We have a tremendous amount of kids that are in the fourth, third, even second grade carrying their own personal cell phones. And I know your part of the country is no different. So we've got a whole new situation. We're on top of it. We've got a lot of the laws. Almost all the kids we talk to do not have a clue on what some of the laws are when it comes to stalking and harassment. And we've went through the Iowa laws. We'll go through those things.
All right. Well, it's a great program you have, Byron, and we look forward to hearing it here in Marion County. Thank you very much for joining us today.